Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. You missed our new promotions director, Courtney Bell, and set a record for how many people were watching on live stream.
That's it.
And you guys did great. So she's on Twitter. She tweeted at us. So if you want to jump on and follow her, you can. But she'll be handling all our promotions from now on. So you guys will be seeing a lot of her and hearing a lot of her. And we also talked a little sport and a little other stuff. So it is What Are the Odds Wednesday. I've now, an hour into the show, figured out what day it is. I mean, I knew what day it was.
Congratulations.
It just felt like Thursday. It's all day today has felt like Thursday. All day yesterday felt like Wednesday. I don't know why. But that's okay. I know it's Wednesday still. And it's What Are the Odds Wednesday. So call it when you call, text, tweet, whatever you do, put odds on it. 832 asks, if you have a Crawford Bach, I'll trade you a Pumpkinator circa 2013. What, would you do that? I would do that.
Yeah.
Because I have plenty. we did okay on that. And then, hey, I wanted to mention this because I finally watched that Robin Hood movie with Jamie Foxx. It's actually pretty good.
You liked it?
Yeah, I did.
That was okay.
I wasn't real interested in it, but I kind of liked the whole ninja thing. They're basically ninjas.
Yeah.
So it was different, and it wasn't great, but it wasn't the worst thing that they've ever done. Mark wants to know, what are the odds that Holly wants to come on the live stream now and beat that record? I don't know. I haven't.
Holly doesn't have anything to tell us about the promotions going on.
Exactly. So, and it may be her own promotions, but I don't think she can do that. So, it'll be interesting to see if we can beat that record, though, because that was pretty outstanding.
I think we can do it.
I think so too.
What are the odds Barry and Joel's guest, had she been in studio, would have beat
that record? Oh, I'm sure. I mean, she's a sex worker. I mean, yeah, dudes are going to tune in for a sex worker. I mean, Courtney's a respectable woman, promotions director, not a...
From Willis, Texas.
Not a whore.
Yeah. I didn't hear that, but...
I mean, not that there's anything wrong with whores, as illegal especially, but...
Was she legal?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. She was a Bunny Ranch girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
She's not my
flavor.
Not my flavor. I mean, I can see why like dudes would be into her, but it's not for me. And you would like her because she's a redhead. Okay. But
what's her name? I need to look her up.
I forgot.
Alice
Little.
Okay.
She, yeah, she just doesn't do it for me. Like, she's more cute than sexy. And. Mm.
Yeah, it's,
if I'm buying a hooker, I don't want it to feel like she's a cute chick instead of like, you know, someone who's being paid for sex. That's just me. Not that I would ever pay for sex.
I mean, yes, redhead, but not really.
I know you like redhead.
Not really my style of redhead that I like, though.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
I mean, nothing wrong with her, just That's probably, I don't know, 12 beers.
Okay. 12 beers, huh?
Yeah. That's a 12 beer for me.
I wouldn't go that far. Well, I'm just saying I wouldn't pay four figures for that is all I'm saying.
Four figures? That's what that costs?
I'm sure.
Ugh. Okay. Yeah.
Her taxes this past year were six figures alone, according to her.
She said she cleared seven figures, which I find it hard to believe. But
apparently she's kind of the, I guess, spokeswoman for the Bunny Ranch.
Did they ask her how many in a day she can take care of?
I don't think so.
They've got to have a limit on that, right?
I don't know why. I mean, if you got an 8-hour shift and an hour at a time.
Yeah, I guess. But man, you want something 20 minutes after Aaron had it?
It depends on how drunk I'm in. No. I'm not going to really care. But I don't know. I mean, that's... I unfortunately didn't hear the interview. I'm going to probably listen to it on the way home on the podcast.
You can do that. Because, we have the ability.
Yeah, you go to podcastarena.com. Does she live there or does she live here and then fly out?
No, I think she lives there.
Oh, okay. Because I know that there's some that live here.
She's not from here, I don't think.
Okay. Well, interesting.
This was all Nick, spur of the moment, making a couple calls, apparently, to Vegas.
What are the odds Robert Kraft was tuned in? Of course.
That's where the whole conversation came
from. Yeah, yeah. So, but I mean, that an actual brothel is still a lot different than going...
Than to a rub and tug.
Right.
Yeah, obviously. Like, honestly, had Robert Kraft gone to a brothel, a legal brothel in Nevada, you couldn't have even...
And nobody cares.
There's no story.
Yeah.
So
if I heard correctly, I think that was one of her points, is that everybody would have kept it quiet. Nobody would have said a damn thing about it.
Yeah, because it's not like he'd committed a crime. So, he did it the wrong way.
Got to be able to trust your whoas. You do. 713-780-ESPN's the number. 713-780-3776 if you wish to get in. I've got a couple of sports things, but can we mix it up since it's a What Are the Odds Wednesday?
Yeah.
Conspiracy theories that are so believable they might be true.
Okay.
We'll see if you believe them.
Okay.
And here's one. This is all from Reddit. Robert Kardashian destroyed evidence that would have convicted OJ. He was handed a Louis Vuitton garment bag by OJ's assistant right as OJ returned from Chicago. None of the cops paid any attention to him as he walked away with the bag. When the bag theory was discovered a month later, Kardashian claimed to have lost it. I pretty much buy any conspiracy theory involving OJ.
I will too, probably.
Here's one that I would actually believe. Michael Jordan's first retirement was actually a suspension by the NBA because of his gambling.
I've heard that for a long time, but... I don't know for sure.
Yeah. It seems plausible, right?
Yeah.
Here's some others that seem plausible. The real reason Apple removed the headphone jack was to try to remove Square Pay Systems as a competitor for Apple Pay. I kind of wondered that because I don't like that if I want to use plug-in headphones, I can't charge my phone now. They have to plug into the charge thing.
Yeah.
So that's why I've switched to basically... wireless. Snapchat worked with the FBI to popularize and secretly test and improve face recognition technology.
Hold on, say that one again.
Snapchat worked with the FBI to popularize and secretly test and improve face recognition technology.
I wouldn't doubt it. I don't mess with that Snapchat. Even though I hear you can catch some good nudes on there, I don't do it.
Yeah, I don't either. But
Aaron, you have a Snapchat?
I do, but I haven't checked it probably in about 4 months.
You ever catch some nudes on there?
No.
PETA is...
What's the point, then?
That's why I haven't checked it in 4 months.
There you go. PETA is controlled opposition run by the meat industry designed to make animal rights activists look bad.
I don't know what that... I don't believe that. I just think there's some legit crazy PETA people out there.
The reason
I saw someone say PETA is basically Westboro Baptist Church for
animals. Yeah, that's a pretty good. That's really good. I haven't heard from those guys in a while, have we?
No, no.
The reason Disney came out with a movie called Frozen was so that when you Googled Disney Frozen, you would get information about the movie and not websites talking about Walt Disney's body being frozen.
I'll go. That's BS.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Rob Gronkowski didn't actually injure his groin after scoring his 69th career touchdown. He just thought it would be funny/appropriate. No.
Yeah.
Cops go on ways and leave random police sightings to cause people to slow without actually having to stay and check on people.
I don't believe that either.
Apple started making the meme about AirPods being expensive as a marketing
ploy. Because think about this. Cops want you to speed. How do they make money?
Yeah, exactly. Trader Joe's makes their parking lot small on purpose to make them seem more popular than they really are.
Their parking lots are ridiculously small.
Well, that's common, though.
Yeah.
A lot of places do that. Like, restaurants will make sure that there's only a certain amount of room, so it looks like you have to wait in line.
But usually a grocery store, I mean, you'd want as many people in there as you could get.
Let's see. There's a couple more interesting. YouTube in a mobile browser is so bleepy so they can force you to use the app and not use an ad blocker.
Okay.
Yeah, I could see that. this one I might agree with. Long John Silver's is some kind of money laundering scheme on the basis they've been open for as long as I can remember but have also literally never seen a busy Long John's.
Yeah, that's possible.
Is it? Okay. Here's... some of these others are too long, but those are kind of semi-believable, some of them. There's a whole bunch more, but that's as far as I want to go with that.
That's plenty far, Fred.
Yeah. Don't want to encourage people to start creating more conspiracies.
Well, you know people. Mm. That's exactly what they'll do. All right. You know what I got to tell you guys about?
What?
I got to tell you about the Rockets.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Go Rockets, go. They got that dog walk coming up. We may do that.
Will you?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
That's a great idea because that you might as well be doing this commercial. That's exactly what I was about to tell the people about. Yeah. The dog walk. And if you haven't heard about that, you might be saying, what do you mean the dog walk? What's Fred even talking about? Well, listen up. I'll tell you all about it. Listen and I'll tell you a tale. Every dog has his day. Saturday, the 7th annual Houston Rockets Dog Walk presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, benefiting the Herman Park Conservancy. It's a perfect event for you and your dog to enjoy the beautiful Lake Plaza in Herman Park. They've got two different walking trails, a one-mile walk around McGovern Lake and the Jones Reflection Pool, and a 2 3/4-mile walk within the heart of Herman Park. All participants receive a T-shirt, goodie bag, and a ticket to an upcoming game. Register today for the 7th annual Houston Rockets Dog Walk at rockets.com/thedogwalk.
Now my sweet summer is gone.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 832 asks, what are the odds? Fred just opened Pandora's box with a million texts countering every conspiracy. Oh, yeah. I've got a million texts about conspiracies. Robert wanted to know, why would MJ get suspended unless he was betting on the NBA? There were all kinds of rumors about what he was doing back
then. Debts and things like
that.
Yeah,
and playing poker with mafia guys and stuff like that. So that one wouldn't surprise me at all. Because that would be a nice, quiet way to, handle it without, with your biggest star being involved.
I'm dealing with people fighting over who's going to be credentialed to the Astros.
Yeah. hey, you asked for this.
I didn't ask for that. I didn't want that part of the job.
I mean, while we're at it.
Yeah.
Did I bug you about it? Because I'll just, if I want to go, I'll just
you apply for a one-game credential.
I don't need it for the whole season.
Yeah, it's easy to do.
Yeah, because if I go, it'll be on a weekend because I can't, by the time, it's the same thing with the Rockets. By the time we get out of here and I get home and park and try to walk down there, it's the fifth inning.
Right.
And so I don't go to a lot of them, but, so I'm not going to bug you for one.
I think what we're just going to do is it's going to be simple that we have five shows. There's going to be five credentials.
That makes sense.
Right. One per show.
What about David Gal? Does he get a credential?
If he does, it will be through SB Nation Radio.
Ah. Smart.
Yeah.
409 wants to know, how would you rank the clout level of all the on-air personalities at Gal Media? Granato on top or Palillo? And talk about clout. Mm. That's a pretty broad definition. Now, I think if you're talking about, because I think Lance has an awful lot of clout.
No doubt.
Because not just from radio, but NFL Network now, when he used to be essentially.
Do you mean like clout in the building?
Clout in the building. I'm pretty sure that's you and me. But I think with the public is what he's talking about.
Yeah, I think Lance is our. I mean, he's the guy who's got the most sway from a media standpoint. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would actually significantly more than Charlie for sure. I mean, Charlie's got a radio following, but it doesn't really do much outside of radio, as far as I know.
Yeah, John has a pretty. He still people recognize him from TV because he did that TV show for all those years.
But I think you can do the same thing we always do, the Twitter test.
Yeah.
And I think Lance wrecks everybody here.
Yeah, because of his NFL Network stuff.
Lance has 69,000 followers. Mm.
I thought it was more than that. I thought he was in the hundreds.
Well, it's 69.6. Mm.
How many does Palillo have?
Well, John Granato has 14.1.
Okay.
Respectable number.
Yep. That's a little bit ahead of me, actually.
Palillo has 7,612.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, Barry is Funny might have a lot. 12.5.
Hmm. And see, I thought he'd have more than that.
Fred Fowler, 14K. So yeah. John's just ahead of you.
Yeah. I think I can surpass him.
You could get there.
Yeah.
That profile picture is not going to help you get there, though.
What's wrong with that profile picture? That's my, it's my.
And Pac-Man Joel with a K has 6,300. Raheel Ramzanali has 11.3. Is that everybody?
Yeah, what's yours?
Dell has 4,300.
Okay.
So it's Lance in a landslide.
Right.
Nobody's even close. He's more than double the next cloudiest guy here. So
what's yours? You didn't mention yours.
Mine is
because you're second, I'm sure.
15.4K.
Yeah. So you're second.
So yeah, that's to answer your question. It's Lance. He's a big star around here. He's a guy who gets to leave when he wants to, and
Yeah, pops in when he wants to.
Yeah.
Does whatever shows he wants to. So yeah, he's I'd say he's the number one guy.
Yep.
Only has to do 2 hours of radio a day.
What a life.
Yeah.
What a life.
Mom wants to know, what are the odds Palillo has more than 200 total tweets? He doesn't really use Twitter.
I don't
much.
Think he does either, but he is surprisingly interactive with his audience. He answers emails.
Yeah, he does a lot more emails. I try to answer as many emails as I can. I miss some occasionally because at some point I'm going to have to split up my sports map emails from my regular personal email from everything else because I'm getting a couple hundred a day, and it's just I miss a few here and there.
I would hide under a rock if I gave out my personal email address on the air and that all the emails came to that. It would drive me insane.
Hmm.
I'd never make it.
Yeah, it's just, and so much of it is, okay, this article's been posted. I mean, some of it's just little stuff
that
I just have to delete. But I also, and I know you get a bunch of these too. I'll get stuff like, I work with so-and-so who's got a new book out about this.
Oh,
I would like to have them on your show. Yeah. I mean, I get
But those. The most of that stuff is gone to my work email, which that doesn't bother me.
Yeah, see, I don't do, I got rid of my work email because
I had to get work email because
when we first came over here, they misspelled my last name on it. It was like Fred, F-A-U-O-R.
Well, I thought that is how you spelled your last name.
No, not close. It's off by a whole two letters.
I've been spelling your name
and
wrong.
There's only five of them, so I mean that's 40% bleeped up.
Well,
so so I just told them to get rid of it.
But how'd they spell it?
F-A-U-O-R.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so I'm
actually, I knew that's not how it was spelled. I'm pretty smart.
Yeah. So I just started using my Gmail for everything work related, and it's a lot simpler. But now it's the load of emails I'm getting from everything is a little too much to keep track of there.
Yeah. So it's too damn much. Hey, how long till we go to break?
About a minute and a half.
Okay. Well, I don't want to start this story because I think you're going to be excited about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. The UFC is going to have a new heavyweight. At least he thinks so.
Okay.
And it's a name that you'll be familiar with.
Okay.
A man with Houston ties.
Interesting.
Oh, yes.
All right. It's AJ Hoffman.
It is not me. But maybe when this guy's working his way up, maybe I could throw my name in the ring to fight this guy and see if he deserves to be in the UFC.
Interesting.
So what we'll do is, on the other side of the break, I'll tell you who it is.
Okay.
And you can give me the odds on whether or not you think I can beat him in a fight.
All right.
All right.
I think I found a couple pictures of the prostitute that I could get down with.
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of prostitutes.
No, the one that was on with Barry and Joel. I didn't like the first. The photos I found of her first, I was not impressed. I've found a couple since that.
Now you're interested now.
Yeah, because she kind of has that nasty Amy Adams look.
How much though? What's the rate that you'd be like, okay, that's way too much.
See, yeah,
what numbers could she quote? Let's say you've had a night where you've been drinking, you hit a trifecta. Or a pick three.
Depends on how much it paid.
It paid well. Like, well enough that you were out taking pours of Pappy, and you're in a great mood. You ate some good edibles, but not enough to overdose. And you're feeling great, and she approaches you and is like... And
says, I'll take you to the Bunny Ranch, and we can do this for...
Legally, for this amount.
$1,233.
You would be... does that include tip?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the full amount I'm paying, $1,233.
Okay.
Does that sound fair?
That seems reasonable to me. What amount of time are you expecting?
An hour.
1 hour.
Yeah.
Okay. So she went from 12 beers to, I got $1,233 and I'm feeling good?
Yeah.
How quickly you've changed your tune.
Well,
I like it, though.
I found some different photos that are a little more...
Okay.
It's, like I said,
I'm not judging
a little
you.
More my flavor.
Not judging you on your taste.
Originally, not so much. But now I'm kind of looking at it going, with that pose, $1,233.
Okay.
And 87 cents. I'll throw in another 87 cents.
All right. We'll be back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Okay, now that I've gone through all the photos, I'm going to go back to no.
No?
Yeah, there's a couple where
Not even at a reduced rate?
No, there's a couple where she looks like my flavor, right?
Yeah.
And which is basically 98% of all redheads, female redheads. But then most of them, she looks like she's 16 years old.
She does look very young.
Yeah, and it's just not for me. So,
All right. Going back to an earlier item, John Football.
Yeah.
I want to thank Coach Sherman, my teammates, and the CFL fans. My time there reestablished my love for the game of football and the work that goes into it. I look forward to exploring new options within the United States.
Well, there you go.
That pretty much answers that question.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
He was like, how can I screw up enough to get kicked out of Canada, but not screw up so badly that one of these minor leagues in the United States won't shun me? And I guess he figured it out.
Yeah, yeah. Just go and fail your drug test or something.
Congratulations.
All right. Tell me your story that you...
About the new UFC heavyweight, the next UFC heavyweight champion. Do you remember... Let's play a little trivia game here.
Okay.
The year was 2012.
Okay.
The Houston Rockets. Do you remember who they used the 16th overall pick in the first round of the 2012 draft on?
Was that...
This was the Anthony Davis year.
Yeah.
Damian Lillard went that year. Bradley Beal, Andre Drummond.
Was that Royce White?
Royce White. Power forward. Iowa State. Royce White has decided that his basketball days are over, and he is preparing for a career in mixed martial arts.
Okay.
He says, I'm one of the best athletes in the world. Among the NBA community, part of my appeal as a draft prospect was my unique size, athleticism, vision, and that I probably have one of the 10 biggest set of hands in the NBA.
That's not where I thought he was going with that, but okay.
I think all those things will translate beautifully to the UFC. He released a book on Wednesday called MMA Time or MMA by NBA, A Critique of Modern Sports in America. He says he's been training for 6 or 7 months. He is 6'8", 250 pounds.
Okay.
So he's within the weight limit. You got to be 265 to fight.
Right.
He's been playing overseas. He played in the summer league. I mean, just he was such a pain in the ass to deal with his anxiety. Like, he wouldn't fly. And I mean, but he says he doesn't expect any of his anxiety problems to affect him being a professional fighter.
Really? Because I bet if you fought him, you'd be talking to him the whole time. It's like, hey, you anxious? You anxious? You anxious, you little bitch?
By the way, like, there is no moment in my life, I don't think, that I felt more anxiety than when I was about to get locked into a cage with someone who wanted to hurt me. So if anxiety is an issue...
You should fight him. I think you could take him.
I've always been a fan of the fight game since I was young. I played point guard as a 265-pounder in the NCAA. In order to do so, not only do you have to have great court vision, you have to have great tempo and great footwork. Those things naturally translate to the fight game. I'm excited about it, but more so than anything, I'm excited about learning this thing that I've loved from the sidelines for so long and applying it.
Yeah, good for him.
Here's the deal. Let me just throw this out there as a reality check. If you're 27 years old and you decide to start training today and you have zero experience in mixed martial arts, the chances that you're going to be a UFC champion are about 0.1%.
No, so, but there's a lot of lesser places he can fight.
He's not talking about those places.
Well, he's going to have to start there.
Says he's going to be a UFC heavyweight champion. Doesn't say anything about wanting to be an MMA champion. He says UFC champion.
No, I'd like to see welcome him to the UFC.
Juan Adams?
Yeah.
Well, funny you should say that. I think Juan Adams may have tweeted about him. Said something, but I think Juan. I can't find it if it's Twitter or Facebook. But yeah, he did mention that he would be a willing partner for Mr. White. I think that sometimes people think, well, I'm an athlete. How hard can it be? And when you've trained for 6 or 7 months.
I think I'm sure there's some guys out there who are elite athletes who could dive in, and there are some people with natural ability that could do it, that could get in there and actually be really good at it with some training. I mean, it's not something that I think an average person can do.
Right.
Like an average human being at 27 deciding, hey, I'm going to go train and wind up in the UFC is about less than 1%. But, I mean, I think you take an elite athlete and, some of those things, that certainly speeds things up.
It does. And it will get you an advantage as far as getting started in the sport. But as far as fighting in the UFC, I mean, that's like a really good basketball player saying, I'm such a great athlete that I'm going to play in the NFL next year. And I'm not saying that there's not some power forwards that could play tight end in the AAF. But the chances that if you make that decision at age 27, that you're going to make it to the highest peak, the highest level of the sport, and actually succeed there are so slim.
Oh, no, I'm not saying...
I mean, Greg Hardy's a great example.
Well, yeah.
Greg Hardy went 3-0 beating up tomato cans on the regional level. And then he went and fought what they thought was a tomato can in the UFC and lost. I mean, it ain't easy.
No, and I don't mean to imply that it is. I do think, though, that there are some people who are gifted enough athletically who may pick it up faster than... It's a small percentage here. Like I said, less than 1%. And I don't know that it's him. But if that's his goal, okay, I want to get to the UFC. Well, he's got a long path to get there. You're going to have to go and win some, you're going to have to win some fights like Greg Hardy did in lesser places. You're going to have to, pay your dues a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's even if you pick it up enough to where you might be competitive at that level. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I'm saying it's 99.5% impossible. How's that? Is that fair? Because I do think there are some athletes out there that if they took it up that might have, because with any sport, there's some people that just have an innate skill for it.
Yeah.
And maybe he has that. There's not many, but even then you still have to learn it. You still have to get the right teachers. You get to get the right fights. So, I mean, it's a really, really small chance. I remember there was a golfer who played on the senior tour many, many years ago, who took up the sport when he was like 48 years old. Never swung a golf club. I can't remember who it was. And then he wound up winning events on the senior tour.
Yeah.
That's like one guy that I can remember like that. I mean, that just had an ability that he never tapped into. But, I think, hey, that's great if that's your goal. Ain't very realistic.
Yeah. So. I just can't imagine thinking like, oh, I got this. I got this. Lamont says he should try his hand in 3-on-3. Like, yeah. That might be the better move. You want, like, I get wanting to be a professional athlete. And once you reach that level, you think, okay, I'm one of the best athletes. And Royce White, he really is an incredible athlete.
Yeah.
And now,
can I ask you something though? How many of these guys know what it's like to really get punched in the face?
Very few.
And isn't that kind of part of?
And even when, until you actually fight, like against someone who wants to hurt you, you still don't know what it's like to get punched in the face, like at full force by someone who's trying to end you. Like you can spar and train all the time. I mean, ideally your sparring and training partners aren't trying to knock you unconscious. So they, I mean, even if you're hard sparring, it's like 80%. Whereas there's no 80% when you're in a fight. It's people are throwing.
Well, and that gets back to the whole anxiety thing. I mean, there is a mental toughness to that sport that doesn't exist in a lot of others. And if you've already got issues, plus if you were to fight somebody like you, you'd be saying everything you could to him to get in his head.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, you would.
I'm not much of a talker.
Yeah, you would, though, especially when you know a guy's got issues, right?
But that long-ass leg, I would heel hook him to death.
I like this idea, man. I think you need to get back in training, and let's do it. I'll promote it.
Maybe that's the move.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the move.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Gym of the Day coming up next. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, guys, you want to pick up
yes.
the greatest gambling novel ever written?
No, I already have it.
Yeah, well, you already have it. But if you don't, JesusTheNovel.com. It's available in Apple Books. It's available in Kindle, Nook, print, audio, you name it. Check it out. Get in now. Because once it's a big movie, everybody's going to want it. You want to have it first so you can say, hey, I know how that thing ends. All right. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right. We were joking about this yesterday a little bit on things we might do to get back at the beer thief.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably a bad idea to do. A Tennessee man was jailed on felony charges after he dipped his testicles into a container of salsa that a customer had ordered online.
Mm.
This is from Maryville, Tennessee. He allegedly recorded it and posted a video saying this is what you get when you give an 89-cent tip for an almost 30-minute drive.
Mm.
31-year-old Howard Matthew Webb was arrested. That sounds like a serial killer, doesn't it?
Kind of.
Was arrested last week and charged with adulteration of food. That's an interesting charge. I have not heard that before.
Yeah.
Adulteration of food. It is a felony. He's behind bars right now. But apparently they picked up the food for delivery at a local Mexican restaurant. The company issued a refund for the tainted food. That's
taint.
Refund. Nah. Refund is not
wise.
Going to be enough there. All right. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Lamont points out, I think brings up a good point. All of Royce White's fights will have to be local.
It's true.
He's not flying anymore.
Somehow he played overseas, though. What did he take, a boat?
I don't know. Don't know. Was he on the Love Boat?
I don't know.
Is that, what's the name there?
That is... Jen or John? Jen.
Hey, guys, what's up? Long-time listener, first-time caller. You know, I've always, you're talking about UFC, and I know, Fred, you're a big hockey fan, but I've always wondered, is there a CTE problem like there is in the NFL, like post-career? I figure y'all would be the best guys to know about that. For both UFC and boxing and hockey, because the NFL is always in the forefront. I don't know if because football is the most popular sport, that's the forefront. I just want y'all to insight on that. Thanks.
Yeah, there's been a couple of known cases to happen, but there's been surprisingly few. And the reason why is with these small gloves, the fights end rather quickly. It's not like boxing where if you like you can get hit, 200
times yeah.
and keep going. When you get hit with these gloves, the fight tends to end, and that's the end of it. And what happened, the repeated trauma is what causes CTE typically. So, I mean, I'm not saying that there's going to be no cases, but there's been very few in MMA. And now, mind you, MMA is a relatively young sport.
Yeah,
we're talking like 25 years.
We don't know the long-term impact on guys. Well, let's check back in on Chuck Liddell in 10 years.
Chuck Liddell may, I don't know if he's got CTE, but it would not surprise me in the least if I'm not a doctor and I didn't even stay at a Holiday Inn Express, but if Chuck Liddell had CTE, that would surprise me zero.
With boxing,
Chuck Liddell also got cleared to fight.
Yeah.
Recently.
Yeah.
So, and here's the other thing. Once you are at a certain age, and I know this because I'm at that age, for me to, my last fight, I was 36 years old. Once you are 35, you have to have a brain scan and a heart scan, and you have to be cleared in order to even fight. So somebody looked at Chuck Liddell's brain and said, looks good. I'm not saying that they didn't go to, you know, the doctor from The Simpsons, but some doctor, someone who went to medical school, looked at that and said, works for me. So I don't know. But no, the MMA is, or at least the UFC has been pretty fortunate. I expect that eventually that's going to come up. And it's a PR nightmare waiting to happen, would be my guess.
And we've seen some boxers that maybe not diagnosed with, but clearly had some issues at the end of their life.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those guys. Here's another name I'll throw out that I wouldn't be surprised. Bernard Hopkins, if at some point he's diagnosed with that. And in hockey, man, it's been they've been working with new helmets and everything for a while. But there's a lot of guys that I don't think publicly diagnosed, but there's a lot of old hockey players that, you know, and there's guys whose careers ended. Eric Lindros's career ended because of concussions.
Yeah.
And he was really the first one to start bringing light on all this because, you know, he was supposed to be the next superstar and he was really good, but he also kept getting concussions. And you see them a lot now when guys get them in hockey, they sit a long time.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Ashton says, definitely some benefit to the fact that MMA, when you get KO'd, the fight's over. In the NFL, you're hurt on first down, you get back in for third down.
Yeah.
And same thing with boxing. I mean, you may take a shot that rattles your brain.
Which, by the way, that's why the NFL's changed their rules. Like,
yeah.
I mean, they that's can send they guys off the field. They've got to be cleared by a medical staff.
Yeah, and they've got a spotter up there basically saying, hey, this guy's he's wavering.
Yeah, he's walking loopy.
Yeah, get him out of there. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. I have a giveaway here, apparently. Huh?
Give it away now.
So first caller at 6.
Got to give it to your mama. Got to give it to your papa.
No.
Do a little dancing.
Drink a little
water.
Yeah. So at 6 o'clock, we'll take the fifth caller. Rice University men's and women's basketball is taking over Tudor Fieldhouse all weekend long, and they need our help to make Tudor Fieldhouse loud. It's got loud in all caps here.
Loud!
Loud! Rice University's women's team is undefeated at home with NCAA leading shot blocker 6'9" Nancy Mulkey. The men's basketball game is Sunday, March 3rd versus Middle Tennessee. It could be their one win away from a spot in the conference tournament. So caller 5 at 6 o'clock, 713-780-3776. You win a family 4-pack to see both the men's and women's games on March 2nd and 3rd.
I'm going to go winnable game for the Owls, Middle Tennessee State.
Yeah?
Middle Tennessee State, really bad.
So they need that to get in the tournament?
Yeah, is
that
winnable game.
To a conference tournament?
Yeah.
Good luck, Owls. Looks like the ladies are pretty good. They had a 6'9" shot blocker.
Yeah, that's something.
Yeah. I don't know. I pay zero attention to women's basketball.
How dare you, sir?
713-780.
I watch it religiously.
Oh, do you? Well, now, how are you going to know who the next WNBA stars are going to be?
I won't.
Is that our only giveaway today?
They'll surprise me.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. 1 hour to go. Boy, first two went by pretty quick. It really did. I hope that means the last hour isn't going to drag. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.